Hey guys, I'm Randy Rainbow, and you're listening to the Dana Cortez Show podcast. Love it.
Episode 78 of the Dana Cortez Show podcast. Automatic Anthony A. We're getting so close to 80.
Yeah. I think we should have a party at 100.
Oh, dude.
A podcast party?
A podcast party. I don't know. That doesn't sound like the most fun party.
That doesn't sound fun at all, dog.
Well, this podcast is fun, so turn it up.
Let's go. The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Automatic Anthony A. You both remember the Super Bowl streaker, right?
Oh, yes.
At the end of the game, like 5 minutes before the game is done, here he comes in his pink slinglet.
Yes.
Remember that? Well, his name is actually Yuri Andrade, and he was set to make $374,000 after betting several people that he would do it. Now he's going to make nada because he can't keep his mouth shut. WTF story here on the Dana Cortez Show. So I think one of the best parts about this, of course, is the pink slinglet that he's wearing and the radio commentator that had the play-by-play from the exact moment Yuri stepped on the field.
5:03 to go. Someone has run on the field. Some guy with a bra. And now he's not being chased. He's running down the middle of the 40. Arms in the air and a victory salute. He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man. Pull up those pants.
Radio guy's name is Kevin Harlan. Pull up your pants, my dude. Pull up your pants. Hey, the guy looked kind of decent in that hot pink.
Dude, I just want Kevin Harlan to like play-by-play my life.
Put up your pants, my man.
So he goes on to describe the streaker running toward the end zone.
He's being chased to the 30. He breaks a tackle from a security guard. The 20, down the middle, the 10, the 5. He slides at the 1, and they converge on him at the goal line.
Inches from the goal line. Inches from the touchdown. And a whole football field away from $374,000. Had you only kept your mouth shut, sir, you could have claimed your bets. But, of course, once the feds learned that you had illegally gambled on that streaking moment, they stopped every single person from paying up.
So just to be clear, he bet that there would be a streaker during the game. And since there hadn't been one, he was like, I'm going to take it upon myself to be the streaker.
That's exactly what happened.
Then he told people about it, and now he's not getting the money.
Yes, but he did get an endorsement with Fashion Nova. I'm just kidding.
Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One confession here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
This is the biggest cheating week of the entire year. More people are stepping out on their significant others this week. I'll tell you why in just a little bit, but it brought me back to this one confession. DJ Automatic, Anthony A, do you remember when this woman called in?
I'm married and I'm having an affair with a married man.
Oh.
How long have you been seeing this man?
Like 3 months.
3 months. Why do you think you guys are seeing each other since you're both married to other people?
Well, I think I'm in my marriage still for the wrong reason. For the last 9 years, we've been married 20 years. And from what he tells me, it's probably the same thing. Like, I guess just when you've been married for so long, you just kind of feel like, I don't know, you have kids and you don't want to disappoint people. So yeah.
So you're basically staying because of the convenience. You know, if you move, you got to start all over again and the kids are going to be upset. So you're staying. Do you think when your kids are grown, you might walk away?
Absolutely.
Well, how old is your youngest?
11.
Oh, that means in like 7 years, she's going to leave her husband. The reason that
she's going to continue to cheat for 7 years?
I think that's an excuse. I don't think she's. I think that she's using the kids. None of these people really plan to leave. I think they're accepting the situation.
Oh, I disagree. Oh. I know a lot of people that left after their kids grew up.
No,
several.
You're right.
I ain't cheating. How'd I get my voice? How did she raise her voice at me?
My mother and father-in-law split up pretty much after.
That would be my parents.
Yeah, DJ Automatic's parents split up after everybody was finally off and gone into their own world. I have another close friend. They didn't ever divorce, but they lived separately once the kids were grown. Like, they just stayed together till the kids were out of college. I was like, that's crazy. The reason I even brought this whole confession up is because the week after Valentine's Day, this week, according to AshleyMadison.com, which is a site set up for people to cheat, this is the biggest week for breakups and also the biggest week for cheating.
Yep.
Okay, so
season.
Why? I'll tell you in a little bit. We'll talk about all that. But Automatic, you said something out the gate. Oh, my God. She's going to continue cheating for 7 more years? Why?
Why, exactly? That's like torture not only to yourself. Do you know how much work it is to cheat? That is ridiculous.
But if you want your kids to grow up in a household with a mom and dad, is it worth it? You grew up in a household with a mom and dad automatic, and you've often said, if my dad wasn't in a house, I don't know what would have happened to me.
No, he stuck it out, and as I came to find out later in life, he obviously had other relationships. He didn't have like a separate family or anything, but I figured out that my dad was a Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm happy that he stayed at home with us kids, because you're right. Without him, I don't know that I would have finished high school, gone to college, done a lot of things, because he was there to set me in the right direction.
Okay. Well, in that perspective, I guess a little breaking of monogamy ain't that bad.
Yes, it is. Anthony, he could have
waited. I don't know if my mom would agree with you, Anthony.
Yeah. Oh. Mama Maddox would be like, what'd you just say, Anthony?
Ooh.
And it's week of Ash Wednesday, okay? Don't be bringing all that up. Anthony, you were in a home with your dad there, but not with your mom. I mean, they were separated, right? They were split up.
Yes.
Were you sometimes wishing when you were little that they were together?
Man, at the time, in my remembering it, my mom and my father were so far apart that like I don't think I could have visualized it together.
So you never wanted it. You never longed for it.
And a lot of my friends, we all grew up in split home. Like my best friend, he grew up in a split home. And I think that's kind of why we identified with each other. So I think I will say this. I wasn't at times allowed to see both my father and my mother on certain holidays and stuff like that. So I wish I would have had that luxury to be able to see them both at that time.
Yeah.
But now to sit here and say, do I wish they were together and we're all the same?
No, not now.
Nah.
When you were a little boy.
Nah. I mean, for me, it was like having my whole family. It was understanding that my parents just didn't see eye to eye when it came to that. But they both loved me. So I would have rather loved to be able to go see them both when I wanted to. But it didn't work out that way.
Yeah, and that's fine. You know what? You turned out okay. DJ Automatic, you turned out okay as well.
That's debatable.
Different scenarios.
Yeah, dude. I mean, don't get it wrong. I auditioned for a gang. It didn't go too well. So, the street sent me back.
That's good. That's good. Kind of like Automatic's dad sent him back to the street. So why do couples cheat this week more than any other time out of the year? It's the week after Valentine's Day. You would think people would be more in love, all right? One confession means you could still tap in on the phone lines with your confession, and we'll share the study with you when we return. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
More breakups and cheating happen this week more than any other time of the year. Why? One confession here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So before we tell you, remember this one confession came through.
I'm married and I'm having an affair with a married man.
Oh.
How long have you been seeing this man?
Like 3 months.
Ooh, DJ Automatic, Anthony A. I think we had a pretty in-depth discussion about staying with somebody when you're not in love, about stepping out on them. None of us agree that it's a good thing.
No, I don't think it's healthy or beneficial in the long run.
For your children or for yourself,
no.
You know, either way. So according to AshleyMadison.com, which is a site that was created for people to openly have an affair on their partner. You know, if you're going to AshleyMadison.com, 99% of the time, that person is married and committed to someone
and
else.
Like, open affair is kind of like a contradiction in itself, right?
Well, because the other person isn't aware.
The thing is, I can only speak about dating women in nowadays. Like, when you're dating women nowadays, you can find a girl who's down to not be in a monogamous relationship.
So why go with somebody who's in one?
My point,
right?
Exactly.
And lying to that
Would
person.
Would you ever date a woman that was married if she had an open relationship?
No, because I don't want to have to fight a guy. You
exactly.
know what I'm saying? Oh, wait. She's in an open relationship.
And she's like, hey, I'm married, but we have an open relationship. Would you mess with her?
I would knock it down, but I wouldn't date her.
What's the difference?
We're just knocking down. I'm not going to get emotionally attached to it. Now, if I'm dating her, that means I'm cuddling her. I'm doing intimate things
Anthony,
with her.
You're a very
like
sensitive
that.
Man.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't do it. If like I would just, you know what I'm saying? We wouldn't even kiss. How about that?
Okay, pretty woman. Now we're going to move on now. So Valentine's week, the week after Valentine's Day, people are breaking up and cheating because a lot of couples figure out the spark is gone.
Oh.
When AshleyMadison.com asked that question, people are like, spark's gone. And they say they want to move on or make moves on another person. Somebody, I don't know if this is true, but 10% of people who answered the question said that having an affair actually made their relationship better. Liar. That is such a lie. How is it going to make your relationship better?
It might realize that you have something better than what you thought you did, so it might make the relationship better in the long run.
Until your partner finds out.
Well, that's the downfall of that part.
It makes sense if you completely disregard your partner's feelings.
Yeah.
If you don't care how they feel, then yeah, it would make you realize what you have because, you know, obviously people you dated before didn't go well. So the person you're just hooking up with right now, you probably don't even really like them that much.
And a woman that, you know, she called in with a confession, I'm not judging her because that was her truth, right? That's how she feels. That's what she's doing, what's necessary to make herself happy. But in the long run, I don't think that she's going to be happy. She's living a lie at home and she's living a lie on the side. None of it is going to turn out well for anyone in the relationship. So if you're not happy, talk to the person, try to work things out, or just get out of the relationship. There's never an excuse to cheat.
Or you can end up and down on the DM.
Back with more to Dana Cortez Show right after this. Let's continue this conversation on social media. Dana Cortez Show, Facebook, TikTok, at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know it's always going to be a crazy WTF when I start with a Florida man. Automatic Anthony A, that's where we're going today. Florida man proposed to his girlfriend using rings stolen from his other girlfriend. What the? All right, so here's how it went down. It all started earlier this year when a woman from Orange County, Florida, she told detectives that she had discovered her boyfriend was actually engaged to someone else.
What?
To another woman.
How did she figure that out?
So she noticed it when she looked up the fiance's Facebook page. She noticed a photo of her wearing a wedding band and engagement ring that was identical to her own from a prior marriage. Oh. So this is something she used to wear. She probably had in a jewelry box. Oh. And the guy saw it and thought, you know what? I'm going to borrow these.
So she got hit with a double whammy. She found out her boyfriend was engaged to another woman.
Yes.
And then found out that that woman was actually wearing her rings from a prior marriage.
Yes. He got on bended knee with stolen rings from his girlfriend that was married to someone else before.
Oh my God. This is a Florida love story.
For real. So the fiance who lives in Orlando told detectives that she'd been duped too. Mm. She had no idea that this criminal had another woman in his life. This man's name is Joseph Davis. You want to know how dirty this guy is? What? He actually took this fiance with the rings on to the house that belongs to the Orange City woman while she was at work. And claimed it was his. And by the time she figured all this out, he'd already stolen her laptop computer and her jewelry, too.
God.
This guy's a criminal mastermind because I'm so confused by this.
Automatic, you're right. He really is a mastermind. The man is still on the run. Cops can't find him. But listen to all the charges this man has against him. He's wanted for a hit-and-run crash with injuries involved, okay? Arrested for possession of fictitious ID, filing a false police report, domestic assault, and possession of cocaine with intent to sell. The man has a tattoo on his left arm that says, only God can judge me. If you've seen him, please turn him into police. That's today's WTF story. Back with more of the Dana Cortez Show right after this.
Or have him call us to do it down in the DM.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What guys think here on the Dana Cortez Show? Ladies, you tap in on the phone line. You ask men anything you want, and the men promise to tap back in and answer honestly. Line two, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So this is kind of a weird issue. I wish that my boyfriend would plan what he wears. I need help getting him to change his style. He dresses in bad jean shorts, old style jeans, and like striped polo style shirts.
Dude, if DJ Automatic wasn't married to Dana, I would think you're talking about him.
Come on now, I never wore jorts. And you know what? Jorts are kind of back in, okay? Polo shirts, the polo stripes, I did used to wear those, and the rugby's coming back too.
Hey, he's not kidding. When I met Otto, he had no style at all.
Dude, his style was like a white cholo, dude.
It's true, but I loved it, and none of that mattered to me. You know what I mean?
Didn't matter. You donated my favorite shirts twice.
The polos? I did.
Yeah, but you know what? You know why she did that? She did that because she wanted to help you. Like, I really like him a lot, but how do I freaking get him to step his style game up?
I think that we can all agree that she's got to be sensitive about the subject because a man's ego is very fragile.
She's going to have to.
As we know.
You have to barrel through and push through it. You said you just went up and physically threw away DJ Automatic's
clothing. I didn't throw them away.
She donated them.
Either way you want to go about
and
it, she got
rid of it.
Let me tell
you the story. First, the shirt wasn't cute, so I donated it. And then he goes to Ross and he found another one, so I had to donate that one too.
You're not going
to
tell me what to do. And I found out you hid my blue jacket the other day too. I found it.
Automatic, I hit it because it doesn't look good on you.
Do you know what? I like that jacket. Okay. It's comfortable. No. I get a lot of compliments for on that jacket.
Automatic, you got to do some self-identification. The most important thing in this story that Dana said is that you actually went back to Ross for a shirt, dog. That is, he's doubling down on the Ross visits.
Let it go.
Let it go, doggy. Let it go.
I should throw the photo of DJ Automatic up when I met him versus today.
Automatic. Oh, so you feel like, oh, come on. This sounds like I had a problem getting women before
well,
you.
It's
so
you
somebody
good,
obviously liked it.
It's because you're a good DJ, not because of your fashion sense.
Thank you. I was like, okay, it was not your fashion skills.
Yeah, that Automatic dresses like a guy who got playing music.
Come on, man.
And this might be the same case for the homie, except his other trade. All right?
Whatever else he does, okay. Right? He's a good man.
Exactly.
Automatic is a good man. And I could never tell him, Anthony, I could never tell Automatic, you dress badly. Now we're married, whatever. Mm. I could never say that. And I didn't even tell him about the jacket. The jacket I just hid. I don't want to hurt his feelings, but I want to help him. I want him, when he shows up to play at a gig, I want him to look sexy. I want him to look good, you know?
Well, let me wear my damn blue jacket then.
No one will ever want you in that blue jacket.
And even if your man does seem to dress better, every woman has a piece of clothing that she wishes her man would never, ever, ever, ever wear
You know
again.
What, Anthony? You're our best friend. I hate those red leggings you wear.
Oh, yes.
Someone actually commented on our Facebook Live, Anthony's got to get rid of those red leggings.
I look like a has-been backup Bruno Mars dancer.
You
it's bad.
You look like a hot dog.
Dude, I literally look like the fourth member of the Migos, left off. But I had a little
Not
tight
offset,
little pants.
Left
off. That's what I am, dog. Those pants are. I agree. Dude, those are bad. But listen, in the pursuit of fashion, sometimes you're going to step out there and make some wrong choices. Now, am I as bad as these guys here? No, not at all. But I think I do have some fashion sense. I think I can help this lady get through this.
I don't think I've dressed badly today.
You look good. You look good.
You've really gotten better, dude.
You've gotten better. But that blue jacket is not the one. I'm looking for the photo of DJ Automatic right now. If I can find it, you go to @DanaCortez on
You're
Instagram.
You're not posting,
I'm posting.
That.
We
just,
oh, what happened,
we
Mr.
just
Fashion?
Need you to learn how to blend color palettes like you do beats. Okay, dude? Sometimes you can.
Okay, so
I have a loud sense of style.
Oh, God, dude. Put a
how
filter
do,
on it.
You know, how do women suggest to their man to step up their fashion game? I have some suggestions, but in all honesty, we need for the men to be the ones to contribute to this conversation because she doesn't want to hurt her man.
And one thing I do have, I got shoe game. I got shoe game.
I mean, you got,
say it, Anthony.
You're a sneakerhead. I don't know if it's like shoe game. It's not like you were wearing Crocs before Bad Bunny.
Oh.
Like your boy here was.
Oh.
You're a sneakerhead.
You wear Crocs. That's it. That's over with.
Crocs with leggings. We'll be right back. Tap into the phone lines. Suggest whatever you want, guys. Well, how should she approach her man? Back with what guys think next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, it's the Dana Cortez Show. Today's What Guys Think. Automatic Anthony A are going to help us answer this woman's question that came through earlier.
I wish that my boyfriend would plan what he wears. Like, I need help getting him to change his style. He dresses in bad jean shorts, old style jeans, and like striped polo style shirts.
Oh, dude. If DJ Automatic wasn't married to Dana, I would think you're talking about him.
Come on now. I never wore shorts.
No, you never wore jorts, but you most certainly wore striped polos.
I did.
And I never once told you you're a bad dresser because I love you. And it doesn't really matter, but I understand what she's saying. I want you to look your best when you go DJ. I want you to look, you know, I guess stylish so that when people look at you, they're like, oh, look at this dude. He's not only a good DJ, he dresses well. You got that sneaker game.
That's not what you want them to think. You want them to think, oh, look at Dana's husband. He dresses really well.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what you want.
But it was way before. He was, you know, we weren't even committed when I started helping him.
Well, you have to remember, obviously, you like something about him.
Exactly.
I do.
It was not as
like
bad
that.
As you envisioned in your head. Yeah. Is he the runway model that you want him to be all the time, Dana? No.
No, if Dana could have it her way, I would be wearing couture.
Yeah,
like,
dude, I've seen some of the fits. I'm like,
she would have me like looking like Bad Bunny and Jay Balvin.
You look like a European rapper.
We could get our nails done together. No, so let me tell you what my suggestion is before you guys hit her with how she can help her man upgrade his style. So I think that she should invite him on a shopping trip together. Now, here's something that I learned. Don't go too far outside his comfort zone. You can't make him into somebody else. Upgrade his style without him losing his identity. I did try doing that with Automatic for a minute. And to be honest, the clothes didn't look good on him. He wasn't comfortable. And now we just upgrade what he already likes.
So that was my suggestion was, put your money where your mouth is. If you really have a problem with the way he dresses, take him on a shopping spree.
Take him shopping, girl.
But you pay for it. Don't you dare make him pay for it because this is your idea. You're the one who wants him to...
That's horrible.
No, you're the one who wants to see him in other clothes, so you're the one that should pay for it.
Automatic, when you and I went shopping the first time, you didn't even realize what was happening. You didn't even know that I had already met with the guy at the store who helped us. And that's what I'm telling her to do. Yeah, when we went shopping. I went in before. I told him, look, you know, I'm seeing this guy. He needs to upgrade his style, but I don't want to hurt his feelings. And so the guy helped me. Otto didn't even know. And he kind of told me.
He's feel violated right now.
Why?
Dana, stop talking. Say less, my queen.
No.
Don't you ever start off the sentence with, I was talking to another man on how to help you to the a man.
Well, I had to. He works at the store. And besides, he's at Zara. He's a gay guy.
Oh, my God. That's the tea.
He helped me dress Otto. And to this day, Automatic still has one of the jackets that I had already picked out. That you thought you picked out.
I got Zara pants on right now.
Yeah, exactly. But I knew that I could not make you into somebody else. And why would I want to? I love you.
You obviously succeeded. You did it. Without me even knowing.
Dude, that sounded so zesty. Yeah. You said, I got Zara pants on now.
All right, ladies, did you have to upgrade your man? And does he even realize you did it? Let's talk more about it on social media. Dana Cortez Show, TikTok and Facebook at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Back with more coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, this WTF story. Automatic Anthony A. Some dude in Tennessee died. And, well, he didn't have a wife. He didn't have kids or anything. So he left his entire fortune, $5 million, to his border collie Lulu. What the fuck?
To his dog?
WTF story here on the Dana Cortez Show. Yes, DJ Automatic, to answer your question. Yes, the man left $5 million to his dog.
Well, that's possum. Thank you.
He hired a caretaker for this female dog, and the will says that she can be reimbursed for reasonable monthly expenses.
Ooh.
This caretaker is the only person that's able to touch the $5 million. She doesn't know if she could blow $5 million on a dog, however, but she says she's down to try.
That'd be rough.
I'm sure she is. $5 million to take care of a female border collie named Lulu. What you buying, Anthony A?
Yeah. I'm going to buy me and Lulu a sidecar and a motorcycle so she could always be with me.
I love that motorcycle. You and Lulu. Yes.
All right. And I still got a lot more money to spend. So what I'm going to buy us is a new house.
Oh, you and Lulu get a new crib.
Lulu needs to be comfortable.
Man.
Yeah. Two nice little three-bedroom situation. Lulu gets one, I get two. We're living better.
I like that. How many bathrooms?
Oh, one for me and then one for Lulu outside. How about
that? You got to give her a puppy potty.
Okay.
That's Lulu's money, man.
There we go. I'm going to get an indoor little wash facility built for Lulu
like
as
that,
well, too.
Anthony. All right. I like that.
I'm trying to think of Lulu in the future so she can continue to have earning power. So I'm going to teach Lulu how to DJ, and we're going to get our own new studio.
Oh, Automatic, you buy Lulu
Lulu's getting a studio, so she's going to become the first DJing dog, and she's going to turn that $5 million into $50
million. Oh. So what it is, you think you're getting hired for every gig with Lulu?
And, I mean, you can't ride around being, you know, a star dog DJ in anything less than a G-Wagon. So, I mean, we're going to have to get that G-Wagon, too.
Dude, I just can't stop thinking about possible DJ dog names for Lulu now,
possible.
Automatic.
Possible. All right, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Instead of DJ Diplo, you have DJ Doglo.
I like it.
Yeah. All right. Not much. Instead of DJ Automatic, you have DJ Dogomatic.
That's good.
There you go, because you're DJ Automatic, DJ Dogomatic. You guys could like brunch
events.
We're
like the dynamic duo.
Oh, my God, dude. Leashes and love. Think about that event. I don't even know. I'm just freestyling, ideating right now, Automatic. Just Shark Tank. And this one right here, I really do think this is solid. Her name is Lulu, so some would say LL.
Oh, okay.
Maybe some would say LL Drool J. Oh.
DJ Drool J. That's today's WTF story. Back with more. Less than 5 minutes from now, it's the Dana Cortez Show. I can't believe this dog has $5 million. Jeez.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, DJ Automatic Anthony A. Today's Dear Dana is hilarious. So she says, my boyfriend is the best guy ever. He's kind. He pays a lot of attention to me. He's romantic. He's just so sweet. Except... he won't make us Instagram official.
Oh.
What can I do to help him hurry this along? I get it.
Is that big of a deal? I mean, he's everything, but he's everything to her besides him posting her on his timeline?
Yeah, man. In this day and age, you got to put that on there, too. That's all part of the I'm the best guy ever. You need to be able to tell the world that everything's Instagram official, that you are together. No.
I don't like that.
Oh, I don't care if you don't like that. That's the way of the world. When Kendall Jenner posted a picture of Devin Booker, oh, my God, I threw that up. Because I got it before the blogs, before anybody. I threw it up. I was so excited. About 150 of my friends were excited,
yeah,
too. I got so many messages.
Automatic doesn't know it, but Devin Booker blocked him. So, look.
You know what? That's not true. And let's stop talking about this because you guys are going to get me in trouble.
Automatic's the official DJ for the Suns. Anyway, no, people were excited because Kendall Jenner had never posted a photo of him. And then for her to be hanging out with his dog at his house, it's official. This woman wants her man to make it official.
Come on, dude. Women want too much from men nowadays.
Okay.
Okay? This guy is literally described as the perfect man except one thing. He doesn't really know how to navigate through social media. He doesn't understand.
Oh, yeah.
I assume he's a perfect man. I'm assuming he could fix a car. I'm assuming he's honest, monogamous, can probably help fix your plumbing and your pipes. And as a matter of fact, he probably puts it down very well.
He can't do none of that. He works in the financial services.
Okay, anyways, but why is it that big a deal to not... She's literally contacting you. Another woman, because he won't post her online. Why is that big of a deal?
It is a big deal in today's day and age. And let me ask you something, Automatic. You have been around, you know, as a single man before we were married. MySpace, Facebook. Did you have your ex-girlfriend before me on your status in a relationship?
No.
And that's why you guys aren't together.
No, it's not. It's because I didn't feel like it was everybody else's business to be in my business.
Well, now you have me as your wife up there.
We're married. That was just dating.
Oh, exactly. Anthony, when's the last time you had in a relationship on your social media status?
I think the year, Dana Cortez, was 2011.
It's been that long?
Yeah.
That long? It's been 10 years.
On this thing called the Facebook.
Are you serious?
Yep, I was young. I was about to head into
college.
Yeah, dude. For sure, bro. Because the worst part about putting in a relationship...
It's embarrassing when it doesn't work out.
Oh, that. And you got to deal with all the piranhas and the sharks and the wolves who are going to come after your girl when she flips her status over from in a relationship to single.
Oh, my gosh.
God, dude. I wanted to fight every single man on the internet when we broke up, dude. So ever since then, I just said I'm not going to put it on my stuff and I don't want my girl to put it on there either. So that's why I don't really engage in this type of behavior. But it sounded like this man is being a little suspect.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking. There's only two reasons, ladies, that your partner who's committed to you off of social media won't flip it on social media. I'll reveal what the reasons are when Dear Dana continues right after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dear Dana, my boyfriend is the best guy ever. He's kind. He pays a lot of attention to me. He's romantic. There's only one thing. He won't make us Instagram official. I get it, girl. All right, so Automatic and Anthony A, before we took the little break, we're like, it doesn't matter. What? Automatic, you said it doesn't matter. Anthony, you kind of said it did matter. A little bit.
It didn't matter to the type of man that he is. Now, there's a lot of men who just aren't social media savvy, and there's girls who are playing their men who don't have social media accounts.
He just posted his best friends and him last night.
You asked me a question and it cut me off. Let me say my thing, man. That's a different topic in the girls who are playing dudes on social media. But this guy here sounds like he's hiding something, because you did seem like he's a little tech savvy. So does she think that he's maybe hiding her from other girls?
There's only two reasons that a man will hide you on social media or won't flip the status to in a relationship. First of all, he just might be hiding the fact that he's in a relationship. He wants to appear free and single. He doesn't want anyone to know that you're in his life. That could be it. Or maybe he's just a very private person and wants to keep certain aspects of his life
ding, ding, ding.
To himself. But
I would say that's probably the case 90% of the time.
No.
I have a brother who's single, and he won't post anything about anyone ever.
Yeah, but that's not just your brother. It's not 90% of the population. I'm sorry, DJ.
I'm trying to look out for my guys out there, okay?
I guess you are.
And then they get to the complicated factor. There's levels to the post. You know what I'm saying? There's just a story post. There's just a timeline post. Mm-hmm. There's actually flipping your whole status. There's a lot of things, dog.
Flipping the status is big, because if things don't work out, you have to flip it back and everybody will see. Hopefully he believes enough in this relationship that he's ever to put status in a relationship, throw you up on Facebook and Instagram to let the world know you two are a couple.
But then you get the whole situation where He posts it. He puts her up there, and then they break up. And then he's got to scrub his whole Instagram. That's like a whole other job again.
It doesn't matter. If you believe in love, you do it now.
Is this a thing enough to break up over? If he doesn't budge and she doesn't budge.
I will say this. I changed my profile and I put executive producer at Dana Cortez Show. Dana Cortez was like, you better put my name on there.
That's
at
what
Dana
I said.
Cortez.
You better not have the show up there. You better have your wife up there.
Jeez.
Is it breakup status? Depends on how long this continues.
Y'all are goofy.
Back with more to Dana Cortez Show right after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
First dates are already very difficult. And then if you're like me and maybe you're not a sophisticated drinker and you're trying to figure out what cocktail do I order, we're about to name the top 7 drinks to order for the first date to impress the person you're with. Is SOS Sick of Single, DJ Automatic, Anthony A. I wanted to open up with me not being a great drinker, a big drinker, liking alcohol, period, because when Automatic first bought my first drink, alcoholic beverage, he said, let's take a shot of Patron. I didn't know what that was.
How did you not know what it was?
Because I've been pregnant and at home my whole life. So I was like, cool, let's do it. And I stepped up to the bar. He handed it to me. And see, Otto doesn't drink it with like lime or salt or nothing. Now I know what Patron is. Mm. I was like, oh, this must be delicious. It looks like water. Drank it. And it was all I could do not to vomit in front of him. I mean, I had to hold it
down. Dana's a horrible drinker.
She's a bad drinker, dude. Yes. Very bad drinker. Automatic. How early into the relationship with Dana Cortez did you know that she was a bad drinker?
Immediately. Because I worked with her before we started dating, and I had already seen her fall off a stage from being drunk.
Oh my gosh.
Because even I was just thinking, imagine putting myself in your shoes, dog, and when a woman says, I'm a bad drinker, that's an immediate turnoff, dog.
Dana's it's sloppy drinker. She's not a mean drunk. Drunks are, those are the ones you got to steer clear of.
Okay, but also the ones who just go, I don't really do it. That's not fun for me. I'm a comic. I'm out. I'm working. I like to indulge in a drink.
I'm fun
there.
Out. I don't have to drink. Well, I'm fun.
We need to help women get there because not all women are that fun.
Well, what's order? God, that's awful.
That's a nice way of saying, I need him to get a little loose so I can get a little loose later.
Well, a wise man once said, alcohol is just social lubrication.
It is.
Well, you know what? Just because I'm not a great drinker doesn't mean people listening aren't. There's a lot of women that like to partake in a cocktail, a glass of wine. What should we be ordering, man or woman, on that first date?
I always go with a nice lager beer. All right? Can't go wrong with a lager beer at all. It's not too heavy.
For a woman?
Yeah, dude.
What, do you want her to go cut down a tree after?
Dude, it's a light beer. It's nothing too crazy, like, you know what I'm saying, like a Dos Equis or like a Bud Light or something
like that. It's a new day, okay, Automatic? If we want to cut trees down, we can cut trees down, all right, sir?
I don't like my women drinking beer.
You're not looking at the price, okay, dude? All right? Okay, Mr. Patron shots over there.
For $4. All right, what's the next thing a single person should order on a date?
You want to get a little wild? What about this thing called a Long Island?
Oh.
Remember those?
What, are we back in college?
Yeah, you're going to end up pregnant with that one.
Buckle up. It's going to be a fun time, okay? And if you want to prove
how... You really are talking cheap date here. Go ahead. What's the next one?
Well, okay. Then Miss Fancy Pants, if you want to impress her, then what should she order then?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Fine. You're the one with all the answers over here.
All right. Well, apparently.
Or at least we thought you had them.
Automatic, you know my last relationship started off with the Vegas bomb.
And then the relationship bombed.
You know what? Let me get this list together.
Should we be doing this show?
Oh, my God.
What cocktails should you order to impress a person on your first date? We'll continue to convo when SOS Sick a Single returns.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You're out on your first date. You know you're going to have some drinks, but you have no idea what to order. Anthony A. has provided us the best cocktails to impress someone on that first date. Now for SOS Sick of Single. I don't know, Anthony. Automatic and I were talking off air. The lager thing. And then you said a Long Island iced tea. Where are we going now? What's another thing we should order?
All right.
An STD?
After the Long Island, you're not far.
Dude. How about this, Dana? Not one, not two, not three, but 4 locos in a can.
Oh, my.
4 locos?
You're for sure getting an STD after that. Dana doesn't even know what 4 Loco is.
I don't think they make it anymore.
Yeah, they got 4 Loco now. You can find some for a fun time.
You would know.
No.
You would know.
Okay, no. Don't stay away from 4 Loco for sure. But I think what you're always good with is, you know, they ain't going to check, but I'm going to give them a little plug. I'm a fan of Tito's water and some lime.
That's a sexy drink. Yeah, right, sexy is clean, no hangover.
That's one of my go-tos.
The lime is very key. Make sure you get that lime on the side. It's a fun time. Now, do not order wine on a first date. That means you're pretty boring.
Right. I'm going to have to disagree with that.
You said
women...
Long Island iced tea. We get a glass of wine, okay? Oh. Want it to move a little faster? Order a spritzer.
Okay. I'm here with the seltzer. I like what you're saying. How about this? How about we live by this little saying here? Wine if you want to be his wife. Bottomless mimosas if you want the tops to come off before 3 p.m.
No.
How about that? How about, because that's the pace it moves at. If you go out with her and it's Sunday fun day and you're getting a couple bottomless mimosas, my queen, you don't really drink, be wary of that. The bottomless mimosas will sneak up on you.
No, you're right.
All right? Do not go bottomless.
You arrive in your cutest Sunday dress and pretty soon you're on top of the table next to the DJ. Just down in mimosas. And we've all been there.
Yes. Dude, so remember that. Wine for the wife, shots for the thoughts.
We're listing all these cocktails to order to impress your first date on social media. Dana Cortez Show, TikTok, Facebook, at Dana Cortez on Instagram. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Supposedly, the streaker of Super Bowl 55, the one who ran through in the pink singlet.
Yes.
Apparently, he made a bet that got him $350,000 off of that streak. But let's get to the bottom of that. And how much would it cost for myself and DJ Automatic to go streaking? Let's solve all this right now. Let's walk with two dudes.
One studio.
The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And if you had it locked in earlier, you'll have heard us breaking down the story of the man who went streaking during Super Bowl 55. Here's a quick audio of the play-by-play by the legendary Kevin Harlan.
He's being chased to the 30. He breaks a tackle from a security guard. The 20, down the middle, the 10, the 5. He slides at the 1, and they converge on him at the goal line.
Dude, I just remembered, this guy's pretty athletic.
No,
he's making it far, dog.
Yeah, I mean, he obviously he's a trained runner. But let me tell you something. How could you not make it to the end zone? Why did he slide before the end zone?
But that's the same guy who couldn't keep his mouth shut either. Now, my man did place a $50,000 wager that there would be a streaker at Super Bowl 55. But unfortunately, due to the fact that he couldn't stop telling people about it and he couldn't stop airing himself out that he was the streaker at the 5-minute mark, they canceled all the bets. So he ended up getting nothing but some jail time.
Oh.
So that leads us to this, Automatic. What would be the stipulations of the bet that would make you want to go streaking at, let's say, you know what, you're an NBA DJ. Say they let the fans back in. Fans are there. You get a chance to go streaking. Not, we don't promote nude streaking here. Never do that. We promote streaking in singlets.
It's a slinglet.
Whatever it is. You got to wear it, okay? What do you need to make that happen, DJ Automatic?
Chris Paul money.
Oh, dude.
That man is a well-paid individual, okay?
Well done, well done. You mean like State Farm Chris Paul money?
Oh, no, I'm talking about NBA Chris Paul money, which is like $40 million a year.
Dog, I'll do it for whatever they paid Drake to do in that State Farm commercial. All right? Or, you know what? For the right people who want it, I'll do it for $1,000.
You would do it for $1,000?
I'll do it for $1,000.
I have some other stipulations, though.
Okay.
There can be no video or audio ever.
Aww.
Of this. And the last thing is my mom and my kid can never see it.
Okay.
My wife sees it's okay. She's seen it all already.
Well,
but I mean, I guess my mom's seen it all too. But I just don't want anyone besides, I just don't want it to live forever. Because this guy, he's going to be 90 years old. They're going to be like, remember when you put on that pink slinglet and didn't win any money?
They're going to be talking about like this, Automatic.
Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man.
Point proven. Why I would never do it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's been an exhilarating experience. Your new relationship feels like fresh love. You're both gaga over each other, and now you're going to move in with each other. What can go wrong? Here are three tips you need to remember before moving in with your girlfriend. I'll talk to you two dudes.
One studio.
The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, hosted by myself, Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx, and my scum padres, DJ Automatic, Dana Cortez's wife and official DJ of the Suns. But right now,
I'm her wife now.
Oh, sorry, dude. Oh, my bad, dog. My bad. I mean,
last time I checked, Spence, I had something dangling between my legs.
Spence, dude. My bad. My fault. Okay. So what we're going to break down today, Odd Mag, is actually our DM breakdown. Earlier in the week, we aired a DM where a homie Adam was concerned that his girl Rebecca was going to have another man come over and mount a TV in his house and then, of course, mount her in his house.
Yeah.
Now, Automatic, you brought up a good point of saying, well, maybe they just moved in a little too soon like a little, they moved in together a little too soon.
Yeah, they don't really know each other that well.
And that got me thinking, man, there's a lot of things that you need to take into consideration before moving in with a girl.
Yes.
All right, so let's get into them right now. Cue the public homie sounder effect.
Astros win!
And for those of you wondering what that is, it's the 2017 Houston Astros banging on trash cans, because we're about to give you some gems right now, some signs to look out for. Number one, make sure y'all are moving in for the right reason.
You better be in love.
Exactly.
Living with somebody's a hard thing to do.
It's and for some homies, like, we're logical creatures, right? You may be thinking, oh, 6 months. 6 months of splitting bills, less cooking. But for her, that's a step towards marriage.
Yeah, well,
make sure.
If she's moving in with you, she's already ready to marry you.
Oh, remember that. And if you can, the second gem I'm going to drop on you, start in a fresh new place. If you can, okay?
Oh, yeah. You don't want to move into her place, because then you can get kicked out and then you don't have anywhere to go.
Exactly. I was just thinking that now it's like nobody feels like it's their own home, but that's very good. Very, very, very good point there, DJ Automatic. And number three right here, this is straight from my heart, dog. Y'all got to make sure my homies out there, maintain your own distant identity. All right. Too many times people move in together and then they just become one person, right? It's like the couple of we are going to do this. We're going to do that. No, you're a man. You get up, you move about when you want to, right? Automatic.
Good luck with that.
Okay.
Good luck with that.
Okay. Well,
why'd you call me DJ Autotez?
Okay. So, all right, Automatic, you have a wife. So obviously you guys live together. And so has a man who lives with his wife. Can you give us some gems now that you're on the other side of the hill?
Okay. First things first, wash your face and brush your teeth before you go to bed. Because she's going to complain if you got bad breath and you're up in her face. Okay, that's one. Next one. Put your socks and your dirty clothes in the hamper.
Oh!
My wife has been shaming me for years on the internet because of this. Just do it. Save her the time and energy of making TikTok videos.
I like it, dude. I like it.
And the last one. The most important one.
Oh, yeah.
Put the toilet seat down.
Oh! I thought you were going to say don't stop having sexy time.
No, the time when she falls in that toilet and gets that wet butt, you're going to hear about it for a week.
Ooh, y'all be sure to get out there and take those things into consideration before shacking up together.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Daughter of Super Bowl trophy designer wants an apology from Tom Brady, and we have his response. We'll play it for you right now. I'll talk to you two dudes.
One studio.
The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, where myself, Anthony A, and my scum padre, DJ Automatic, also her husband, bro down a bit and recap what you may have missed. But today, it's a full-on bro down revolving around Tampa Tom Automatic. So I was talking about it earlier. You're familiar with the clip of the Tampa Bay Super Bowl parade where Tom Brady throws the historic and prestigious Vince Lombardi trophy from one boat to another. Are you familiar with that?
That big silver thing.
Now,
yes.
How did that make you feel, Automatic? I know you're a casual football fan. How did that make you? Did you feel like a little bit disrespectful to the game?
No. I felt like, I hope he catches that because that's probably expensive. But as far as anything else, no, I was not outraged.
Wow. We have the voice and the perspective of Lorraine Gole, who is the daughter of Greg Gole, who is the silversmith who crafted the Lombardi trophy, and she's upset.
It just really upset me that this trophy was disgraced and disrespected by being thrown as if it was a real football.
A real football. If it was Tom Brady throwing a real football, it would have been a little deflated.
No. Let me tell you something. He connected just like he did in the Super Bowl, okay? What is she outraged about? Nothing happened.
Let's get to it right here.
I didn't sleep for the past two nights because of this. I was that upset because I know the passion that goes into this trophy and how my dad and all his fellow silversmiths are so proud to make this.
She's upset because Tom Brady does not respect the craftsmanship that the silversmiths are putting into this trophy, Automatic.
She needs to find something else to do with her time.
Oh.
If she's this outraged about that, nothing happened to the trophy.
You don't think Tom Brady and Gronk and those just repulsive ex-patriots should apologize to us fans in the game? I feel her pain.
No.
Really?
No, get the...
You don't remember when Gronk freaking dented the other trophy?
Okay.
I'm tired.
They make a new one every year for every winner. Come on.
Oh, my God.
I've taken a picture with that trophy before.
What?
Yeah, I can pull it up for you right now.
Add you to this list of people, too, and let them know what we want from DJ Automatic and Tom Brady, Lauren.
I personally would like an apology, not just to me and my family and the other silversmiths, but to the fans.
Thank you. You also added to that list, Automatic. You owe the silversmiths and all the fans of football an apology for smutting up the Vince Lombardi trophy.
I will apologize to no one, especially this woman.
What, did you hear what Tampa Tom had to say about this?
No, what did he say?
This is groundbreaking, exclusive, only on the Dana Cortez Show. Well, you get this exclusive apology from Tom Brady to all the silversmiths who designed the Vince Lombardi trophy.
I'm going to remind you in advance that I am very sorry and I apologize for the inconvenience of me not giving up.
My sentiments exactly, Tampa Tom.
Turn down the Kodak Black, Tampa Tom. We love you. Let us know, should Tom Brady have to issue an apology for tossing the Vince Lombardi trophy like it was a deflated football?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Let's go.
Hey, thanks everyone for listening to the Dana Cortez Show Podcast. Now check us out on your radio nationally, all over the country.
Yeah, dog. And also follow me on Instagram at AnthonyA400. I need the followers.
If you're going to follow him, follow me at DJ Automatic.
Let's go.
Well, follow me too at Dana
everybody
Cortez.
Everybody already follows you, Dana. It's called the Dana Cortez Show.
Yeah. They don't, not everybody
and you don't ever post
me.
Like, hey, follow Anthony, follow Otto anymore.
Oh, I didn't add that to it. I'm just asking that you
are
follow
y'all
me.
Begging for my help?
Well, no. Nobody's begging. I'm just asking that you throw us a bone every once in a while.
When
okay?
y'all get that blue check, I will.
Oh!
Check the show out. We love you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.